What's up, y'all? This is Gina Renee with the Femme Posse. Today, the posse consists of myself and my other self, and of course, all of you who are listening, because you do not have to be a woman or someone who considers themselves to be female, feminine, or any type of gender type association with that. As it says in our description, we are about ultimately the essence of life, and we are all connected to that, even if we have different views. So welcome to our second episode. This episode is actually, I want to give you guys a heads up. It's actually, I listened back to this rant that I did, and it's really powerful. And I feel there's a lot of points that I think a number of people will relate to in our times and the things that we're going through with a lot of events that have happened recently, not only the disasters and fires, but a lot of the shootings and violence that has happened. And just giving you a heads up that the recording itself is not the best quality because I was in my car driving around, and that's when the inspiration came to me. And I'm more about the heart of a message rather than perfection. I have heard it said that perfection is the killer of, what was it? Success. So we don't really need to be stressed about that. Anyway, thank you for being here, and the episode will start shortly. Who at this time in history, in America and in the world, is not having mental health challenges? Now, what my first thought was is, it's not like homeless people or people on the streets or necessarily drug addicts who, you know, you might see on the streets like we have here in Santa Cruz. We have an epidemic going on. We have a homeless epidemic for a number of reasons. We have people living on the streets since the 80s, since Reagan shut down a lot of mental health institutions and such. And I'm sure there's so many reasons anyway. But a lot of these shootings that have been happening are, two of them recently have been veterans of war. Imagining what it's like to go to war and have an experience and coming home having seen what you've seen and having done whatever you did. Having to kill people or be in environments you've never been in before. That would cause mental health issues. So two of these veterans, one that shot up a yoga studio, that was his own yoga studio, I'm not exactly sure, and one that came and shot up a nightclub in Thousand Oaks, was also a veteran with mental health issues. You know, like, mental health is not just for some people. We all need mental health. We need health in general. We need to be healthy. What is going on? Something is going on if this is happening more often and in spaces that are either places of self-expression, creativity, you know, serenity, places of worship, places of expression of our freedom of speech, like the newspaper, the comic newspaper, news in Paris a few years back. You know, this was a gathering of college students in Thousand Oaks. We have a yoga studio, and then last week we had a synagogue. So I have to ask myself, what's going on here? Because in our history's past, there have been times that information has come out where somehow some part of the government was behind some of the snipers and things that happened. And there is information out there, and it makes total sense to me, that some of this is to create more fear in the American people. Because when you create fear, then you basically have an opportunity to control people, because you're doing a divide and conquer mentality. You're coming in and you're creating a problem, and people react. They don't feel safe. Therefore, gun control. Well, we need more guns because more people are using guns, and you know, whatever the arguments are, it's not that we need to even protect ourselves more, because this is showing a disease within the consciousness of humanity. This is dis-ease. We are not at ease. Something is off. And what I see is that since we are all connected, even if we don't know or we don't think we are, we're all human. We're all living beings. We come from the same source, even though we might not agree on what that source is. We come from a life. And something is going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. Because also, besides all this shooting and violence and terror and fear that's going on, there also is something else going on that is the opposite, or seemingly opposite, which is people are waking up. People are waking up to the joy, the inherent joy that we are capable of, that is inside of us, when we have the opportunity to live a healthy life, to love ourselves, to embrace love from others and to love others, to share our gifts, to share our knowledge, and to live harmoniously. My sense is that all of these things are coming up. The more we wake up to our power, our sovereignty as beings, the truth that it is our light that we are most afraid of, not our darkness, we might see more events like this. I'm not calling it in. I'm not supporting it. I'm not asking for it. I'm saying that, you know how when you do a cleanse, or maybe you just start eating cleansing foods, but before that, maybe you were eating pizza or greasy foods, and all of a sudden you have all these pimples. You know, the pimples might show up even before you start cleansing, but if you start cleansing, what happens is all the impurities rise to the surface. It's just like when you mix oil and water. The oil is going to be separate and it's going to rise to the surface. All the impurities, all that which isn't pure is going to rise to the surface to be released. That's what the body does. That's why we have pimples. That's why they are on the surface of our skin, to be able to come out and be released from the body. Toxins are not meant to stay in the body. So in terms of our consciousness, what's happening right now? There must be a shift in energy if shit is hitting the fan. You know, shift is hitting the fan. That's what I'll say.
We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play a snippet of a song I wrote called Be the Change that totally relates to this topic. See you soon. Hey everyone, hope you could hear the message in that song, even though it was really short. Be the Change, you can look it up if you're interested, by Gina Renee, me, myself. Mainly, I just want to say, hey, thank you for staying here with me and writing out this episode. Again, the sounds are quite kind of distracting in my car when I was recording that. But I think that the point is way more potent, and we're living in times where we just can't allow perfection to stop us from sharing what we feel is important.
You know, shift is hitting the fan. That's what I'll say. And how do we move forward in life? And how do we live so that we're not living in fear? And we're not operating from a place of that part of our brain, which I believe is called the amygdala, which is connected to, they call it the lower brain. It's the reptilian referenced part of our brain. That is where actions and behaviors of survival come in. I'm sure that there are studies on the brain, and we can look that up and see how that all works. But I know for myself, when I allow myself to be consumed or driven by fear, I am not connected with any energy or awareness of simplicity, the present moment, the now, joy. I can't feel joy when I feel fear. Those are two things you cannot feel at the same time. I believe we can have an awareness of things at the same time. I could be feeling my joy, and I can notice that someone across the room isn't feeling joy, and they look at me, and I can sense they're feeling what may appear to be the opposite, because I am a sensitive person. Now, we all have sensitivity. Some of us have extra sensitivity, and we've walked around this world having people tell us, you're too sensitive. The truth is that we are empathic. We have a gift. We have to learn how to cultivate and understand this gift so that we're not walking around being hurt all the time and therefore not using our gifts for the betterment of our lives and for others. That's why we are this sensitive, those of us who are. So do not accept any ridicule. If someone says you're too sensitive, try to take a breath. I'm going to work on that myself because I know that this is a gift, because I can sense into things both in myself and in others and be able to actually see what might be really going on underneath. And that is a blessing. And that is also why some people are therapists and some people offer certain services in the community because of their gifts, right? So I feel that also all these things that are happening are a symbol of the needs that we have as a collective, as a society. Where is the space for social emotional education, to where we can understand, and becomes normal to understand why we people and others act in certain ways, how emotions play a role in our lives, having an understanding of the power and reason and placement, healthy placement and spaces for emotion is absolutely vital for our society and our global collective of humanity to rise up and become healthier. We have a president here in the United States who emotionally, some may say, is still a child, is like a child, because of so many things we've seen in the ways he chooses to behave and react and blame and do so many things to not take responsibility for his part in a way. He's been called a narcissist, and my understanding of that, it shows to be true. He is behaving that way completely, and I have to wonder what he's getting out of this. Not only is what he's getting in terms of his agreements with other people in power, what are the rewards he's getting by acting in certain ways and supporting certain agendas, and also, what is he gaining as a being? Because Nelly Galan, who was featured in The Apprentice before, who was a TV producer and has written the book Self-Made, she said something powerful in her book Self-Made about him, that one thing she's learned about him is that he thrives on people reacting to him, whether it's negative or positive. So as a country, having a leader, a so-called leader, a supposed leader, act in ways that trigger all kinds of emotional responses from us, because we're human, we're going to have that, is something to notice. And it's an opportunity for us to become emotionally mature. I don't know who fully agrees with Trump's choices and actions. I mean, what one person? If there's definitely some people out there. Trump, if you think of the word Trump and you look at it as a symbol, the Trump card, the card that trumps
cancels out everything before it. It almost seems like this whole thing is just a big cosmic joke or circus. Maybe he's showing us our shadow side. Maybe he's showing us exactly what the ego looks like. Or consciousness when it is allowed to run the show without observation, accountability, and true reflection of what is healthy and for the betterment of all. So that's it for our episode for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you found any of the things that I've shared here inspiring, interesting, motivating, or other, feel free to share this episode with any of your friends. And as well, tune in again. We will be having guests and other interesting topics on this show. If you are listening on the Anchor app, you have the ability to send me voice memos, and you may do so and send in feedback. Besides that, remember to shine your light and be blessed. Take care.